U, Cooperative VMRC Virginia Tech ASMFC efforts to utilize alternative methods for the upcoming stock assessment of weak fish. Mr. O'Reilly.
Thank you. You may recall several years ago that you recommended to the commission to fund weak fish research, and it really was important, and it really is appreciated by everyone who's been involved in that. And it did produce some good benefits, which some are a little complicated, but obviously with what you know about weak fish right now, weak fish are in a very removed sort of state, very depleted. But there have been species that have been that way before. I can remember trying to find Atlantic croaker back in the late 80s, early 90s, and it was very difficult to find them then. By about 1996, up until now, where there's a little bit of a waning, plenty of Atlantic croaker. So there's a lot of environmental factors. There's a lot of predation factors. Certainly that has been linked for weak fish. The problem with weak fish is after they're here, after they're produced. There have been fairly good recruitment over the years, but the problem is when you go to find the one-year-old weak fish, there's not that many. Certainly been linked to predation by striped bass and by spiny dogfishes too, but I don't think anyone has a really good handle on that. The purpose of this project is to follow up where the last project left off. The last project was to develop models by Dr. Joe at Virginia Tech, and also to be involved with the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission and get them to utilize the information and the work that Dr. Joe has produced. That has happened. Dr. Joe was part of the ASMFC Stock Assessment Subcommittee and still is. Her work is part of the ASMFC process now. That's what this request for $20,000 from the fund concerns. ASMFC is providing $30,000 and Virginia Tech is providing $10,000. It is to take her work and put it towards the next stock assessment. It's called a benchmark stock assessment. A benchmark stock assessment means that new methods are tried, and ASMFC definitely wants to look at these methods that Dr. Joe has developed. And I think that it's going to be very important to let you know that even with a depleted stock, once there's any rebuilding at all, you need guidelines for that stock. You need to know what is a safe amount of abundance or biomass or spawning biomass, and you need to know how much fishing mortality or exploitation or removal there can be. That's part of what Dr. Joe's work does. Also, Dr. Joe has already looked at some of the independent information, such as the VIMS trawl survey, there's a Delaware trawl survey, there's a New Jersey trawl survey. There are several surveys all the way up to Connecticut where she has taken that data and shown that you have to look at standardizing all of that data to make it part of an assessment. You may have stations that are too close. You may have time periods of sampling that are too short or too long. So she's been able to go through and standardize that information. The other thing that she was able to do was to look at natural mortality. In fisheries assessments, generally, natural mortality has been static. It's been flat. It's been 0.2, 0.3 at any age, no matter what, because it's been hard to use models that have the true natural mortality, where you have most of it at the young ages, and as fish mature, natural mortality is less. So Dr. Joe has been able to also work with that information. So by 2014, the benchmark assessment will occur. 2013, because this proposal is for 2013, starting January, the work within ASMFC will start. It's a big step forward because you have ASMFC now that wants to take more of an effort in working with this process. And I'd be happy to answer any questions. I know you've had a long night. The only other thing I might mention is I'd be happy also to If funds are available in the commercial fund, I'd be happy to ask the commercial fund for some of this funding. To date, it has been from the saltwater fund.
That was going to be my question.
Yeah. So I've already talked to Jane, and it's just a matter of what might be available there.
Yep. So potentially the 20 could be reduced.
That's correct.
Yep.
Rob, what does this do to Virginia's stature with ASMFC as far as doing this?
I was thinking about that just a moment ago, because I think it is very important to have a state involved in this process with the ASMFC. And, you know, other states may or may not want to sign on at some point as this goes forward, but for right now, Virginia took the step out, that's for sure. So I think it does well for its stature.
Virginia's in the lead, and other states could possibly use this as a model for future.
The modeling is a little different than the standard assessments, but that's the only way that this can really be looked at. To kind of separate some of the natural mortality that's going on from the fishing mortality, which is very low and was low even 7 or 8 years ago. So it hasn't been all about fishing, but you may have heard the ASMFC stepped in 2010, and it became effective that there's a 100-pound bycatch for the commercial fishery regardless throughout the year, 100 pounds. And as you heard earlier from Joe Cimino, one fish recreationally. So it's close to, the idea was, do we have a moratorium or do we have this minimal type of fishery on recreational and commercial? And the reasons that the moratorium was not supported by the majority of states was because of the mixed species assemblage that you get involved with the commercial fishery and the bykill. So, you know, the bycatch is supposed to cover that.
Any other questions?
Thank you.
For Rob? Thank you very much, Rob.
Thank you for your support several years ago.